Chapter 2. Alice's Tears. "Oh, what's happening?" cried Alice. "I'm getting taller and taller." She looked down. "Goodbye, feet. Who will put your shoes on for you now? I can't do it. I'll give you some new shoes for Christmas. I'll have to send them to you."
In a short time, Alice was more than 3 meters high.
"I want to go into that garden," she thought. She took the little key from the table. Then she went to the door and opened it. But she was too big and couldn't go through it. She sat down and began to cry again. Because she was very big, her tears were very big too.
"Alice, stop it this minute. Don't cry," she said.
But she couldn't stop the big tears, and after a time there was water everywhere. She heard the sound of small feet. She looked down, and there was the white rabbit again. He had his best clothes on, and in one hand he had a white hat.
"Oh, the Duchess! The Duchess!" he said. "She'll be angry with me because I'm late."
Alice wanted to ask him for help.
"Please, sir," she said very politely.
The white rabbit jumped. He ran out of the room, and his hat fell from his hands. Alice took the hat.
"Am I different?" she wondered. "I was Alice yesterday, but everything is different today. Perhaps I'm not me now. So who am I? That's the question."
She began to think about her friends.
"Perhaps I'm one of them," she thought. "I'm not Ada, because her hair is different to mine. I don't want to be my friend Mabel, because she doesn't know very much. I know more than she does."
Then she thought,
"Do I know more? Let me see. What's 4 and 4? 8. 8 and 8 is 16. 16 and 16 is... Oh, I can't remember."
And she started to cry again. But this time, her tears were small tears. She was small again.
Why?
She wondered. Then she understood. She had the white rabbit's hat in her hand.
"I'm smaller because I've got the hat in my hand," she thought.
She put the hat on. It was the right size for her head.